I shall not do as you desire, great Valshares. And so she is dead. You have done well, mortal. Indeed, I was. But there are rules, and even older rules, that I must obey, all of which supersede the bindings the fool drow placed me under. Not that she knew of this. She may have summoned me, but to command me to slay one who is an extension of myself, that was beyond her power. A pity. That would be you, mortal. Ever since you found my relic within the Plane of Shadow, you have been bound to me as it has been bound to you. A most fortuitous event in my eyes. Is that what you call it? The relic is a piece of my own flesh, meant for the leader of my priesthood on this plane. But obviously, it was destined to be found by you instead. Through it, I called you here, confident that your power could challenge even that of the Valshares. And I was correct. I am always pleased when a gamble turns out well. Planned to get summoned and bound by a lowly drow? No, of course not. Think of yourself as an unexpected resource I had available to me. And I used you to free myself from this wretched slavery. I am free. A great lord of the devils, able to roam amongst the primes and bring suffering to them as I wish, with not a one who possesses the power to stop me. I would begin with you, dear mortal, but since we are bound so closely, that would not be prudent. Instead, I will send you someplace you may not interfere. And the relic, that I will relieve you of now. I wish you well in hell, mortal. You have proven most useful. The fool mortal returns. Imagine my surprise at meeting you here. Last I recall, had I not trapped you for all eternity in an icy little place called Titania? Now, what were we discussing, mortal? Oh, yes, I remember now. Friends. How quaint. I gave you eternal life. I gave you all of Titania for your realm, yet still you covet what I claim as mine? You ungrateful little toad! It is you who will be replaced, not I. Your suffering shall be eternal. Death to you all! This land shall become a hell of my making. Fall before my might! You have no hope! I shall enjoy your suffering.